You're listening to The Tom Ward Show. Don't forget to check out our YouTube channel, The Tom Ward Show.
All right, sitting here with FaZe Rug. Should I call you FaZe or Brian?
Rug or Brian or FaZe Rug.
You know, I'm sure you've been asked this a million times. Well, where does Rug even come from? Like, what's that name?
So many people ask me. So when I first started YouTube, my name was Rugrat. Like the TV like show Rugrats. Yeah. And then and when I joined FaZe, I shortened it to Rug because I was like, if I ever do get big or like get famous, like I wouldn't be able to use the name Rugrat, you know, like it would be like a trademark issue. So I just shortened it to Rug, and I actually didn't expect to blow up off that. So like, it's pretty funny now that when I meet fans in public, it's always like Rug, Rug, Rug. I'm like, dude, I could have been anything else. And I chose Rug, but I mean, I'm happy with it. It's a pretty funny story to tell.
It's so random. Yeah, sorry for asking that, but I was looking. I'm like, where did Rug come from? I couldn't find an answer anywhere.
Yeah, no, you're good.
So how's quarantine going? This is my first quarantine interview, which is not the same as sitting down with somebody, but that's pretty cool. But you're still dropping videos every other day. I mean, how's filming and doing all that on lockdown?
So before lockdown, filming was definitely different because I used to go out in public a lot, do like a lot of videos with fans and like random strangers and like, you know, just fun videos out in public. But I think with quarantine, it actually is a little bit easier to make videos because people know that you have to stay home. So they're not expecting some like crazy video outdoors, like they're just expecting you to be at home. So thinking of the content's not horrible, especially because we have a lot of people quarantining with us. Like we have like my parents, my brother, my girlfriend, my brother.
All YouTubers.
Yeah, right. Exactly. We're all YouTubers. So it's like it's kind of like a content house in a way. But yeah, so it's always fun making videos. Like my parents make videos, as you may know, and my dad helps so much with my videos. He's so smart. Like he's like the brains behind all my videos.
You know what's crazy? I love your story, and it's funny. Like, so in case people don't know, you know, your parents came over from Iraq, right?
Yep.
So they come over. It's my wife's family's from Afghanistan, so it's the same immigrant story, right? So
yeah.
They come over. They work their asses off, and the dream is your kid goes to a good school. Right. He gets through and he's either a lawyer, a doctor or an engineer. Like that's, you know, zeroed in. You became very successful in a totally different way. Like, obviously, your parents have accepted it now. But what did they think when you're going through the transition? Like,
I can't even explain. Like when I first started getting like followers on social media, they had no idea what YouTube was. They didn't know anything of it. And I was just always in my room gaming and slowly growing my YouTube channel. And then when I tried having that talk with them saying, hey, I don't want to go to college. I think I want to pursue this gaming career. It wasn't a good conversation. Like they were like, nope, you're not dropping out of college. Like I don't believe in this like YouTube stuff. And like definitely understandable for them. And then like I started like grinding even harder. I wanted to like prove to them that it could actually be a career. So after putting in hours and hours every single day for months, my paycheck started to like get higher and higher. And I got like my first 5-figure check. Like it was like $11,000.
Damn.
And at first it was like $1,500 to $2,000, kind of like a regular job, like monthly. And then like when I kept putting in more hours, it kept going up. My subscribers kept going up. And then that's where they were like, is that real? Is that real money? Or are you getting scammed? Like they thought it was a scam. They thought like YouTube was going to take the money back. And like, I'm like trying so hard to convince them. I'm like showing them in my bank account, like it's here.
Yeah.
And then after like a few days and weeks of convincing, like they finally let me like not drop out of college, but they said, take a semester off, which is totally understandable. So in that semester off, I'm like, dude, I'm going off. I'm going to go crazy. And I just went hard. Paychecks kept growing. And then from there, like I started just making more, not just gaming videos. I made more like vlogs and started incorporating my family. And that was like their first time on YouTube. So it was kind of hard for them to like adjust to the camera, but you know, my fans loved them and they started supporting them. And like my mom and dad loved reading comments, showing that like my fans love them. Like it just helps them out. So from there, the journey started and here we are.
Your dad, when he came over, he owned 2 liquor stores. Does he still have those, or did he, is YouTube his job now? Is he an influencer?
So, yeah, so he considered himself as an influencer. He got rid of one liquor store. He still owns the other one, but he has his brothers working there. So he still owns it, but his brothers work there now. And he goes to the store still occasionally to, like, check up on them because I don't know if you saw, like, I retired him from work. And, dude, it's crazy, right? Like,
that one, what'd you do?
Oh, no, I gave him a check for $100,000 to, like, pay off all of, like, the store. Like, just pay off every, like, remaining debt or anything like that. And, yeah, so, like, he technically doesn't have to go to work, but my dad is, like, such a hard worker that, like, he still wants to go and, like, check up on the workers and just – he still wants to work. You can't just, like – be working for like 25 years of your life and then just stop one day, you know?
Yeah. We like, if you take it a step back, like back to high school, right? Back to your 15, 16 years old, you're playing Call of Duty at the time.
Yeah.
You were a shy kid, but now it's so weird because I'm even talking to you now, like you're obviously outgoing, you know, you got a great personality. Obviously people, millions of people love you. If you're entertaining in vlogs, like that's not easy to do. So obviously you have something. Going back to high school, did you even know this was possible, or did you ever think like you could? Was this a character you created, or did you just get more confidence doing YouTube? Like, how did FaZe Rug come about? This guy.
So yeah, back in high school, I was extremely shy. I had like a small circle of friends, maybe like four or five close friends, and I was like gaming on the low. Like, I didn't want people to know I did YouTube in high school because I know like people just like talk shit, you know, like they don't know about YouTube and stuff. So like, obviously,
especially back then, now it's a career. Every kid wants to be a YouTuber, but back then,
let's just say the people that used to talk bad about me in high school are trying to make YouTube videos now. I'll just put that out there. But so like my channel was growing in high school. I think I had about 100,000 to 200,000 subscribers.
Damn.
And like people just found out about my videos because I guess they just saw them. And like, of course, people would make fun of it. And I would just be with my small circle of friends, like just being like, whatever, I'm just doing me. I know I'm doing good. So after that, since I got like bigger and bigger, I had to do more like meetings, interviews. I went to events. I had to talk to so many more people and I was just very shy. But like going to these events, meeting with more people, talking to new people definitely helped me like form into the person that I am today. Like I could like talk well now. Like back then I would be so nervous. Like right. Okay. If this was like 6 years ago and you said, oh, I'm going to do an interview, I would literally be like shaking right now. I'd be like, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. But now it's so natural that I'm like, I'm just like having a good time with it, being myself. But I think definitely being in front of a camera, like vlogging helped me talk more. My fans helped with that. They'd make me feel more comfortable. Like, cause I would be really personal with my fans and I still am. I would tell them like everything that happened in my life and they would be very supportive about it. Like, Rug, don't worry. I could relate to you. Rug, I know how you're feeling. So I'm like, dude, they're not hard on me. Like they actually like understand. So after knowing that, like I have this family, my fans behind me, like, I just felt so comfortable that I could tell them anything and I could just be myself. And it's just one of the greatest feelings in the world.
Well, it seems like you have great fans. I saw your video, like, I shut down the city or something where you had a meet and greet and you were on top of the building. I'll insert clip here. Mm-hmm. And the aerial view of your fans was insane. Like, they're obviously super engaged with you now. I mean, you have millions and millions of followers. But from the beginning, are you saying, like, they really latched on to something about you and they were supporters and engaged like when you only had 100,000 followers
from the start like I that. Think it's because like a lot of people could relate to me and I was again just like I would tell them so many personal things about me, like how my day at school went and like, you know, talk to them like a regular friend, you know, I was just like talking to them like as if I'm having a regular conversation and people just really liked my personality. And then it like developed even more over the years. Like I've just become more comfortable, become more like positive. I'm like a very positive, like I want to just inspire kids around the world. That's like my goal. And hopefully try to change the world in a positive way one day. But I think I'm doing a pretty good job at it so far. So I can't like do it without my fans though. So I'm pretty hyped.
You know, what's wild is you're I mean, I love the positivity and stuff that I've seen other interviews you've done, and you're, it's always super positive, try motivating people. But I look at the whole FaZe Clan, right? I look at the whole crew, and you're by far the most family friendly. I mean, a lot, you know, there's drama, some are dating Instagram girlfriends, or, you know, there's public breakups and there's parties and all that stuff. You're in San Diego kind of doing your own deal. How do you fit into the group, I guess? You know, you seem like separate kind of.
Yeah. No, I'm glad you mentioned that. But so everyone in FaZe, like, I'm still like extremely close with them. I talk to them every day. Like, we have a group chat. I have like close friends in FaZe, like Adapt, Banks, Tommy, Rain, like I'm pretty much everyone. Like, I'm still super close. Kay, Jarvis. Right now I can't visit the new FaZe house because of the whole quarantine thing, but I went once and it was insane. And I told them that I would go like every week. And that was my goal, was to go every week, 'cause I want to be more involved. And then this whole thing broke out, so I couldn't go. But when I do go, like, everything is cool. Like we party here and there, you know, like we're young, we're like 20 to 25, 20 to 27. Like, we want to have fun. And, but at the same time, we're like very, very professional, because FaZe Clan is one of the biggest organizations in the world now.
Oh yeah.
And we're doing like such big things that like, it's just an honor being a part of the team, you know, not just being a part of it, but being part owner of the team.
And I want to talk about that in a second. I'm, you know, it's Forbes, so I've got a lot of business questions to ask you.
Of course.
But first of all, going back to gaming, so you're gaming and vlogging at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay. So when FaZe find you in 2012, how did they find you? Like, were you that good a gamer that people could find you? I mean,
so like in the gaming community back in 2012, there was a bunch of gaming teams. Like, it wasn't just FaZe. There was like FaZe and then like 1,000 smaller teams. So the way I saw it is like FaZe would look at the smaller teams and like all the other teams had a roster. And like, I was in like 8 different teams before FaZe. It was like, you know, Soar. There is a team called Era. There was a team called Dare, DZ. Like, there's all these different teams. And I was a part of all of them. And then it was like more stepping stones to FaZe. Like, there's one team that was better than the other, but FaZe was at the top. Mm-hmm. So everyone's goal was to join FaZe. So I guess I was like one of the better ones from like every team that I was in. And I finally joined this team called Soar, which was literally right under FaZe. And then Soar had a roster of like 30 people. And I guess I just showed up. Like, I just showed up. I just like, I was gaming for like 12 hours a day. Like, it literally was 12 hours a day. And my mom hated it. Let me just say. My mom just hated it. But I'm like, Mom, trust me. My goal is to join FaZe, and I'm going to join FaZe. And I had like a few friends in FaZe, which helped. And I think they like, you know, they put in some good words for me. And I got recruited November 26th. 2012, never forget that date. There's people that have joined FaZe in the past that like join and then they see it as like, or they, this was in the past, like they saw it more like, oh, I made it all the way. Like, I don't really, like, I don't have anything else to do. So they wouldn't like grind anymore. They would be like, oh, I made it to FaZe. That's it. But with me and like a lot of other people, it's like when you make it to FaZe, you want to just keep going. Like, you want to grind even harder and show that like you didn't just work hard to stop working. Like, you worked hard for this. You're in the team. Now it's time to like just go crazy. Well, so that's what I did.
You seem like a real goal oriented guy. I saw an interview where you kind of talked about that. And like right now, I think your goal is to hit 20 million subscribers. Like, that's your laser focus right now. Yep. But have you always been like that? Has it been, was it like, I got to get 1,000 subscribers. I need to hit 10. I joined FaZe. So, you know, what was the goal when you joined FaZe? Was it?
I tell people this all the time, is like, setting goals is like the biggest motivator out there. Like, yeah, when I joined FaZe, it was more like, okay, I have to try to like hit this many clips on, like, 'cause like for gaming, like, you have to hit clips to like put montages out. So I'm like, okay, I need to hit a clip a day. I have to hit one clip at least. And if I didn't, I'm like, okay, then I have to hit 2 clips the next day to make up for it, you know? Mm-hmm. So that was my goal. And then when like my YouTube channel started to like take off, that's when I like started transitioning into vlogging. I was like, oh, I feel like I have a very interesting life outside of the gaming room. Like, like, I have an interesting family. My mom is funny. My dad's funny. My brother's funny. So I decided to just go for it. I got a vlogging camera and started vlogging my life. I showed my dog Bosley, my family. I did like day in the life. And those really just performed so well that people loved seeing me outside of just like, you know, like this was like how it was when it was just gaming. It was me and then my background.
Yep.
So when people like see me out of here with a camera, they're like, oh, shoot, this is cool. It's different. So I think that's what really like helped me blow up is that I like kind of I did something different other than the other phase guys. Like I kind of just wanted to experiment. And I guess it went really well. And my first ever like viral video that took off was my cocaine prank on my mom.
Yep. It's still the most viewed video, right?
Yep. 20 million views. Me and my mom talk about that video literally like occasionally. Like we just bring it up like, hey, remember the cocaine prank? Like it's just such an iconic video. Like people, when I meet fans in public to this day, like they literally just bring up the cocaine prank. They're like, I've been watching you since the cocaine prank. And it's crazy because it's been like 5-6 years. So and that's the cool thing about my fan base is like they grow up with me. Like 5 years ago, they could have been 12 and now they're 17. And like they just like grew up with me, like grew up watching me. So it's like I feel like I just have this personal connection with them that I'm lucky. That's all I could say.
Your fans are incredible. And shout out, because I'm sure your fans are watching this. So
shout out to the freaking Rugrats, man. They are amazing.
For real. I mean, they're crazy engaged and love what you do. And that's gotta make you feel good, you know?
Yeah.
So let's talk business, right? So you're signed to the FaZe Clan in 2012. You're a part owner, so what does that mean? And like, did that happen immediately? They just give you a share of the company? Or like, how did all that break down?
So back then, joining FaZe is completely different than today. Because back then, we didn't see it as like a business. It was literally just like a group of friends who created a team. And we were just gaming. We had no insight about business until like, I think it was like 2016, 2017. We started like actually getting people on board that knew about business and like stocks and investments, and like I didn't know about it, and like I'm still not like an expert at it, to be honest. Like I'm not like a crazy business guy, but yeah, so in like 2017 2018 like they started giving out shares to like the big members. Like it's like, oh, you've done a lot for the team, so here are some shares. So they gave me a good portion. They gave about like 7 or 8 of the OG guys, like, cause like we helped build FaZe to where it is today. So that's how I got ownership. And yeah, so now I'm literally just part owner of FaZe, which is incredible.
Well, and let's talk some numbers, right? So I got some stats here. So
you just pull out a paper, like, all right.
Paper right here. I got some stats, right? I do a lot of work. So some of the investors in FaZe include music mogul Jimmy Iovine, Offset, basketball star Ben Simmons. You got a roster of 85 who have a combined 215 million followers across social. It's insane.
I think the most insane part too about it is that like we're not just known as a gaming team anymore. We're known as like a culture. Like we have rappers, we have basketball players, like a part of our team. And it's like, it's just so crazy to me. And like we just did a collab with the NFL. Like it's just,
oh, is that the merch? Let's all see the merch. Oh, that's dope. Yeah, I saw it online. Everybody check it out.
It's incredible. So like I'm just saying that like it's like what I don't know. I'm just like really proud of like being in FaZe and like being part owner. Like I have a FaZe tattoo right here. It just means the world to me. And like I just think it's like a flex being in FaZe. Like
fuck
like,
yeah.
I haven't heard anyone like talk bad about FaZe, and like there's just, you can't. No. You just can't. It's just like the things that we're doing nowadays, like it's like we do something and then I'm like, oh, we can't top this. Like there's nothing that'll top this. Offset joined FaZe. I'm like, dude, nothing's going to top this. Then like the next thing happens and I'm like, OK, nothing is going to top this. And then like it just keeps going. And I want to give a shout out to like the people behind the scenes of FaZe, like Lee Trink is the owner of FaZe. Like he's like the CEO of FaZe. He does all like the business stuff. We have a management team of like literally like 50 to 100 people. Like
get
now
it's out of here. 50 to 100?
Are they
FaZe employees?
Yeah. We have like talent management. Like we have We have a whole office in LA. Like, it's insane. Like, you walk into the office and there's like actually like a bunch of people on computers trying to get deals, trying to like, you know, we have lawyers, we have, it's like a whole,
like a
legit company now, which is crazy.
I bet everyone watching this has no idea. Like, did you ever film in the offices? That'd be super.
No, I've never filmed in there, but I think people have, like other FaZe members have.
Oh, they have?
Because they're in LA. So like a lot of people ask me the question, like, why don't you just move to LA? I tried in the past in like 2016, 2017. And like, I can't see myself living anywhere other than San Diego. Like, not just to be with my family. Yeah, it's like I am really close with my family, but it's just like, LA is too hectic for me. I feel like I don't want to get sucked into like a life that I don't belong there. Like, you know, I don't want to get sucked into like a party life and like start slacking on YouTube. I'm more of like work, work, work. If the work is done, then yeah, let's have some fun. Let's party. But I don't want to be like party, 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 then work, then party, party. Like, I'm just more of like family friendly. I'm more, more just like a San Diego guy. I don't know. But I love going to LA.
Yeah, and plus LA too, because I interview influencers all the time. Then you get into the kind of clout chasing culture and, you know, people using you for collabs to grow their followers.
Yeah.
Fake people, just all that bullshit. Because really, everyone, even me sitting here, right? I want something from you, you know, by doing this article and video, it'll get views on my YouTube channel, get views of Forbes. So, every, you know, so everybody wants something from you.
Exactly.
You know? Is that why you stay so close to your family? Because they don't want it. They're one of the few people, right, who don't want anything from you.
Yeah. It's not necessarily because I'm like scared of people like clout chasing and stuff. Like, I actually just don't care about that too much. I'm like, oh, if, like, people want to use my name, as long as you're not like using it in a bad way, like, oh, FaZe Rug said this. Like, you know, like as long as it's just like a fun, cool video, like, oh, FaZe Rug is this, that, this. Like, I don't mind that. But I just like don't. I just can't see myself living anywhere other than San Diego. Like, I've tried LA, like I said. I stayed there for like 2 weeks and it was like hell to me.
Yeah.
To me. I don't know why. Like, there's people who just absolutely love LA, which I respect. But to me, it's like the traffic, like the people there. And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I love being like close to my team, but that's a 2-hour drive. I could do that occasionally once this whole thing is over. Like, 2 hours isn't bad.
Well, dude, it's so crazy up here. The freeways are like, it's empty. Insane. There's nobody on them.
Dude, it must feel so weird driving.
It feels like, so weird. You could do that drive in under 2 hours.
LA. No, yeah. If I went to LA now, it'd be like an hour and a half.
For real. And you could never do that.
Especially if I took my Lambo, maybe it would be an hour. So
I love that car, man. That is fucking insane.
It's crazy. The Huracan, man.
Was the shares, you're obviously not going to tell me, but what are those shares worth today? Was that the smartest thing you've ever done?
Definitely. I actually don't know how much they're worth. Like, realistically, I just like trust the process. I just know that, like, I think FaZe Clan is worth, I don't know, is it like 200 million right now? Could be. Wow. I'm not sure. It could be like based off of like, I don't know it like behind the scenes. I think I just like saw an article like 6 months ago. So it could be higher, but we're like projected to be a $1 billion company in like 2 years. So hopefully more. I mean, our goal is to like just keep going and going. But I mean, dude, if this really pans out the way that like people are talking about it and like the way that we think it is, like, it's just unreal. Like, it's just so, like, this story, like, I'm gonna tell my kids, my grandkids, like, it's just gonna be, it's just such a like insane story. And like, I just love telling it to people. It's so cool.
And that's really why I want to sit down with you, is it's so crazy. And like, it does, like you said before, it does keep getting bigger. Like, the NFL draft party was just like a couple days ago, right? So yeah. First I read somewhere that you guys were collabing with the NFL and also doing merch. I'm like, holy fuck. So then, but yesterday I'm on Twitter and I see the New England Patriots share a clip of Banks talking about the Patriots.
Bro,
like, holy fuck.
When I saw that, I freaked out. Like, Banks, I've known Banks for 8 years. He's like one of my closest friends. And from 8 years ago, Patriots, 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 like the biggest Patriots fan of all time. So to see him on the Patriots Twitter, like, I was gonna get emotional for him. I'm like, dude, this that's his dream. And like, they posted an interview with him. Like, that's just, I'm so happy for him. And like, back to like the NFL like phase draft, when I first saw that, I was like I hit up my manager. I said, wait, is this real? Because I didn't know. I was like, there's no way. And then he's like, yes, we're doing a collab with the NFL. And like, and this is actually the NFL's first ever clothing collab with a gaming org.
Okay.
So it's like not just big for FaZe Clan, but I think it's big for like the whole esports community. It's like, it's just showing like how big esports really is and how it's not even at its peak, you know?
And explain too, like, I'm not a gamer, but I'm sure a lot of people watching this aren't in that world. Everyone's trying to follow your model now, it sounds like, right? Talk about, are there business guys going in and say, I'm going to invest $1 million and set this house up and get gamers and get all the stuff they need and watch the money roll in? People are doing that now, yeah, right?
There's definitely a lot of people like trying to do kind of like what FaZe is doing, which is cool. I like that. Like, I think that like it could be an investment. It could be a risk though, you know, like every investment is a risk, but I just think it's cool how like people look up to FaZe and say like, okay, we should try this. Like, let's make a house. I've seen other gaming houses. I think there's a Sora house, because Sora is still a team.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, I think there actually is a Sora house in like Atlanta. And I'm sure there's a lot of other, I mean like 100 Thieves. I think there's a house with that. But yeah, I think it's just unreal. It's sick.
And from when you started to now, like, how different is the esports gaming community from when you first started? It was kind of nerdy guys. And like you said, this was it, right? It's you, it's your background, and you're just on your controller all day, right? So there was no room for personality. And because of that, the gamers didn't have much personality. You broke out with your vlogs and stuff. But to now, like, explain the difference from when you started there to what it's like now.
Well, back then, it was, like you said, it's just us in our gaming room, you know, like just gaming. But I think people still developed like a personality through gaming, because like they would be themselves through the game, like through gaming, like, you know, talking to their fans through their webcam and stuff like that, and streaming. Streaming is huge. I think now though, like, a lot of people that used to game are doing vlogs, because like they know that's more like where their personality comes out. And then there's like big streamers who break literally like 50,000 viewers like concurrent, which is crazy. And like, and that definitely helps see their personality as well, because it's live, like they're just being themselves on camera. So I just think also like money wise it's the pool is bigger today, obviously, in esports. Like, I think we won like a $1 million tournament like a few months ago. Like, it was just, I don't know, it's just crazy, dude.
Are you still gaming, or I mean, do you stream and stuff, or you're not even?
So I streamed a little bit in 2012, but it wasn't really my thing. I actually still game every day, but I don't record it or post it. I do that more on my free time, because like my roots were gaming. And like, just because like I post only vlogs today doesn't mean I don't game. Like, I literally do that. I was gaming before this interview. Like, I play video games all the time, because it's like, that's where I started. And like, it's still in my blood. I just love it, but I just don't record it, because I know like, if I film a gaming video today and post it on my channel, like, it's not going to do well. Like, people wouldn't want to see that.
Yeah. And you know what? You were really smart about it, that, like you said before, you know, hey, we got to FaZe Clan. We made it, you know, go on autopilot, right? Fuck creating content every day.
Yeah.
Where you didn't stop, and you really have used that as your platform. Like, okay, I'm FaZe, I'm gaming, but you know what? That's not all I can do. I'm going to vlog, and pretty soon people don't even think of me as a gamer anymore. They follow me because they like my vlog. They like me.
Exactly.
They don't even care about gaming.
Yeah. That's what happened too. It's like when I joined FaZe too, I was like obviously the smallest FaZe member. There was like people at the very top. And like, to me, I don't really see it as a competition, but like in my head, I'm like, okay, I want to slowly start working my way up. I want to do that. I want to try that. So like, I just literally just kept working super hard. I had nothing else to do. I took the semester off of college. I'm like, I'm not going to just sit around, not do anything. I'm going to just, again, still 12 hours a day, making like 2-3 videos a day sometimes. Like, it was a grind back then. And like, it still is today. Today's like how I am today is like kind of the same as 7 years ago, but just not gaming. It's like, now I even have my own team, not FaZe Clan. Like, I have my own personal team, like an editor, cameraman, content creator guy, like someone to help me with videos.
And I was going to ask you about that. That was one of my questions, right? Because I looked at your team. So what do they do all day? They just sit and try to think of ideas of videos to film?
And not just that, but like my manager, Nick, gets me brand deals. That's like his job. And, you know, he sets things up like this interview.
Yeah. Shout out to Nick.
Yeah. Shout out to Nick. And then I have like my cameraman who lives in LA, but drives down to my house every other day. Wow. to film. Like, literally we'll film for like 5 hours a day. So it's like 5 hours. Then he'll drive back. Obviously I tell him to stay here. He stays here sometimes here and there. Then I got my editor, who lives in like San Francisco. We just like upload the footage, send it to him, and he does it overnight. So I'll like go to sleep and then wake up with a new video uploaded.
Wow.
Which is
cool. I heard Logan does that, but he's got somebody in the UK, or he used to. So when he'd go to sleep, it would be morning for them. So same thing. By the time he woke up, it was finished.
Yeah, except for my editor just like sleeps during the day and stays up during the night. Yeah. Shout out to Kina and shout out to Noah, my cameraman. They're the hardest workers of all time, I swear.
And it's wild. So they're RUG employees, right? I mean, this, you've got your own company. People don't even think about this, but I think about this.
Yeah, of course. So we're business minds.
Yeah, I always think about it. Like, how, and that's why I love sitting down with, like, listen, I'm an old bald guy, and like my friends go, why the fuck are you sitting down with, you know, a gamer who's 20 something years old, right? And it's because I love the business mind you guys have, like, especially you, right? So you're sitting here, people don't realize you have a multi-million dollar company. You do. Forget the FaZe thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got just employees.
Yeah.
Like, how many employees do you have?
It's honestly not as big as I want it to be. I'm trying to grow that, but I have like 4 right now. I want to get like a team of 10, like something like that. So.
Wow. And what would you, if you could hire 3 more people today, like, who would you hire? Like, what
kind I would say, like, people to help set up my videos. Like, let's say, for example, today I'm filming a video where I'm putting like a whole ball pit in my swimming pool.
Okay.
And like, I don't have the people to like help me with that. Like, I have to actually take the ball pit, put it in the pool. Like, I want people to actually help set up, so where I can just like walk out and everything's set up and I could just record, you know? But for me, I have to actually like structure the videos. I wake up every morning, grab a cup of coffee, grab like a piece of paper and pencil, and I like start either writing video ideas or start like structuring my videos. It's like, okay, so the intro, then you're going to explain this, and then you're going to talk about this, then you're going to do this challenge. And it's not really scripted content where I'm reading like word for word. It's just like categories of the video. It's like, oh, this is where challenge number 1 comes in. So then I say the challenge, do the challenge. Like, it's just more like a, how do you say it? Like bullet points of like
how outline.
Outline. Yeah. It's like an outline of how your video is going to go. So I do that, but it would actually be a lot easier if someone else could help me with that or do it. So hey, I'm hiring.
How do people apply for this job? I'm sure you would get thousands of people dying to work with you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes I haven't actually done a full on application process at all. Like, I haven't tried that yet. Which I would probably have to set up through my manager, because I can't sit down and
crazy people texting you with stuff.
Yeah, I can't go through like thousands of emails myself, but I do actually read a lot of like Instagram DMs, and like I'll see a lot of people, like a lot of talented people. Like, let's say someone's like, oh, I want to make you an art piece. And then I click their profile and it's like super sick. I'll message them back. I'll be like, dude, yeah, let's run it. And then like if they actually do it and send it, post an Instagram story, tag them, yo, shout out to this guy, and like hopefully help them like grow their page.
Wow. And I've heard of so many creators who were the exact opposite, who burn people, right? Yeah. Who don't pay their camera guy, right? Or say they're going to give a percentage of their views to somebody else and they never do it. Or somebody makes them a painting and they never give them a shout out or tag them on Instagram.
I will never be that guy. I will never, like, I have never been in like any drama in my life, in my career, I could say, like on YouTube, I've never done anything controversial. Like, I'm just here having a fun time making videos with my family and friends, spreading positive messages. Like, I don't want to have anything attached to my name. Like, oh, FaZe RUG, remember when he did this? Like, I wanted to be like, oh, remember when Phase Rug went skydiving? Remember when Phase Rug filled his pool with giant snakes? Because I've done that. Like, I want it to be known as, like, Phase Rug is that crazy cool guy, nothing controversial. So I'm always just, like, willing to help people. I'm not saying this in, like, a cocky way or anything, but I definitely have, like, helped people start a career.
Oh, no doubt.
Look at your family. Yeah. Like, family to me, I don't consider that as like, oh, I gave them a career. Like, I'm happy that they're doing that. And I'm like we're all family.
You kind of did, though.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Like, I mean, if I didn't start gaming in 2012 and join FaZe, we would not be in this house. We wouldn't have YouTube channels. No one would do that. So it's cool that, like, I inspired my family to do that. But I'm talking, like, even like my cameraman, for example. Like, everyone, I was just thinking about this morning. Crazy. My cameraman. So other YouTubers, cameramen, like, they're just behind the camera, record, that's it. My cameraman, I involve him in my videos. I have him talk behind the camera. I have him in challenges sometimes. We film together, and I actually like people love seeing us together now. Like, we'll make videos together, me and my cameraman, which is crazy, right? Like, he'll be a part of my videos. Like, let's say we're going to do like a food challenge, like, he'll be a part of it. He's not just behind the camera. And I think it's like one of the coolest things ever, because Noah is like very funny. He has a really good personality, and like my fans love him. So it's like, it just works out perfect, because we're like, he's like my best friend right now.
Well, you know, you're not the only one. It's very rare, though. But look at Shane Dawson. Who's bigger than Shane? Andrew is huge. You know,
he's
millions of followers.
True. Hey, that's a good example. I forgot about Shane. But yeah, that's a really good example as well of, like, having your cameraman be a part of your channel. Not just, oh, you're just my cameraman. Here's money, and don't do anything else but film. Yep. I want them to have fun. I want them to be, like, filming, but then also being a part of it. Like, today in my ball pit video, I'm probably gonna have Noah, like, be a part of it too. It's like, not just being behind the camera and watch us have fun. Yeah. I want him to have fun too.
Dude, that's badass. And the other one I can think of too is Bryant. You know Bryant, the photographer?
Yeah. Oh, he's with the TikTok. Like,
in case you don't know, I'm up insert pictures here, but all the influencer girls, like, he takes pictures of them. But now he's become a kind of a star in his own right. I just read a New York Times article on him, but they include him too. He's not just the camera guy.
Exactly.
Which is cool. Too, sometimes, which is super cool.
I actually love that. Like, I love people who give credit where, like, credit's due. You know, like, if there's, like, someone who made something sick for you or took, like, a nice picture of you, like, you have to tag them. You have to be like, yo, guys, this guy's talented. Like, like, they just have to be, like, they just should get more credit, you know? So,
Brian, if you like this video, please share. Please, you don't even have to tag me. Just share.
I mean,
on camera, so I have evidence of this.
Bro, are you kidding me? Like anything I'm a part of that I'm happy about, like, I'm going to share it. And, like, I love interviews. I love telling my life story. So, of course, I'll share this.
Nah, I'm just messing with you.
No, I got you.
So you're saying before you wake up, and we're almost out of time, so I'm going to wrap this up soon. But you say you wake up, you have your cup of coffee, and you kind of write down ideas. You've been doing this for 8 years. You know, you don't have a notebook of, like, 20 ideas ready to go, right? Do you have to start over every week?
It's kind of random. Like, sometimes I'll have like it just depends on the day. Sometimes I'll come up with, like, 5 ideas in one day, and then I'll be, like, good for the next 5 videos. But then sometimes, like, I'll be struggling. Like, I'm like, dude, I don't know what to do. I'll ask friends, they don't know what to do. So, like, we'll kind of just be in, like, a hole. So, like, you kind of have your, like, good weeks and bad weeks, but, like, we still somehow, some way end up coming up with something. Like, just something, like, whether, like, people just want to see, like, for me, it's, like, quality over quantity, of course. But at the end of the day, my fans always say, like, we don't care what you upload. We want our daily dose of Phase Rug, which is, again, back to, like, my fans being, like, super dedicated. Like, I appreciate that, but I still try to go for more quality, of course.
Sure. And that's rare, because there's a ton of creators out there who kind of get lazy, right? And I'm only going to film when I'm inspired, right? But it's tough to kind of grind it out and go, no, I'm filming 3 videos a week, and I don't care if it takes me 24 hours to come up with an idea. Yep. That's a lot harder, because you've got the work ethic and the creative thing, which is, they don't always meet. You know, sometimes you'll have one, but not the other.
Yep.
But you somehow have both, which is, I think, the reason for your success.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I mean, I just, like, my mindset is nuts. Like, anyone that, like, meets me, they're just like, dude, I kind of want your mindset. I'm like, bro, just just you just want it. You just have to want it and then just go get it. It's not as easy, like it's not as easy at, like as just saying it, but it's just the mindset. To me, it's like having a positive mindset can go a long way.
In anything you do. Anything. Even if you're not going to be a YouTuber, if you're an accountant, you know.
Yeah, yeah, anything. In any way, that quote always just gets me through things.
Yeah, so what's on your goal list right now? If we look, do you write them down? Is there a piece of paper in your bedroom with
20 whiteboard
subscribers? Huh?
I have a whiteboard. Yeah.
Can you share any of them?
It's more like, so I'm very organized. So I'll write down video ideas on the side. Like if I, so like when I do wake up and write video ideas on papers, like I'll pick like two of those good ideas, like two out of like 10. And then I'll write those on my whiteboard. Like, okay, they made the cut. And then I'll have like every day that I film, I'll write down like my cameraman and editors, like how much I have to pay them. So it's like, it's just more easy at the end of the month. Cause I pay them at the end of the month. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I just like at the end, I just get a calculator, add up everything. And then I have a goal list, which is right now 20 millions on there. And I don't know, a lot of people always ask me if I have other goals other than YouTube. And it just depends. Like right now, I dropped, I don't know if you saw my Chug Rug energy drink. You didn't see it?
Do you know what G Fuel is? What's that?
Do you know what G Fuel is?
No.
G Fuel is like an energy drink for like gamers. It's like a gaming energy drink, but very healthy. Like it's like zero sugar and stuff. And my goal was to have an energy drink with G Fuel. And we finally made my own flavor like 2 years ago. So I have my own flavor called Chug Rug. And it was inspired by Fortnite Chug Jug. There was a thing in Fortnite called Chug Jug. And we made the flavor sour blue raspberry. And just last week I launched a can version of it. So it's not like before it was like powder that you put in a water bottle and shake it. But we just got a can version and it's like crushing it right now. So I do also have like a sales goal of how much I want to sell, like stuff like that. So
well, it's unbelievable. So what are you promoting? So give yourself, you know, plug what you got going on right now. What do you have?
My YouTube channel, Phase Rug, get me to 20 mil. I don't have merch at the moment. I do more.
Why not? Than...
I know.
They got merch. The kids want merch.
No, I'm actually talking with Fanjoy right now for merch. Actually, wait, what am I talking about? So I actually do have merch. It's a collab with Young and Reckless, which was another dream of mine as a kid. It's in PacSun stores around the U.S.
No shit.
You know, malls are closed. Like that, I don't know if I should promote it, but you could still find that at PacSun.com.
Wow.
And youngandreckless.com. But yeah, no, that was a dream of mine. I just went on Ridiculousness. I don't know if you've heard of that.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. That was another dream of mine. I don't know. It's just so cool that like I'm just like my dreams are becoming a reality. And it's
I interviewed Tim De La Ghetto. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Wild and now kind of similar deal.
Yeah, so what else? My Chug Rug, you can go to gfuel.com and just find Chug Rug. Let's see what else. I think that's it. My Instagram, it's Rug, guys.
Show some love. Your TikTok. I follow you on TikTok and you're creating over there like a mofo.
Yeah, TikTok at Rug. I just had a viral video with like over 11 million views, which was pretty dope.
Dude, that's amazing because I looked at you over there and you're following your video views. Like, you can translate. It seems like you can master anything. Like, it's all a game. Is it all a game, kind of? Like, I'm going to figure TikTok out. I want 2 million views on a video. Like, let me go get it.
The algorithm.
Yeah, is that how you look at it? Like, I'm going to master TikTok now, too?
Yeah.
Dude, wild. So, well, dude, thank you so much for being on here. If you like the video, subscribe, turn on notifications. I do this twice a month. I sit down with the biggest influencers in the world. So thanks for watching, guys. Thank you so much for doing this. Our quarantine video. It's good. We finally
first ever. Yeah, finally. Hey, thank you so much, man.
Of course.
Have a good one.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the show. If you could take a second and leave us a 5-star rating or a nice comment, it would really help the show. And don't forget to check out our YouTube channel, The Tom Ward Show. And you can always follow Tom on social at Matra1 on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.